Oh yeah, we back in the building once again. Big Sin, Hollywood J Black. Only three total weeks of football left to go. This weekend, Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl.
But there's no Pro Bowl.
Oh, there's no Pro Bowl. That sucks. But we're here for you. We're not like the NFL. We're not scared of COVID. That's because we've been self-isolating for the last 3 years doing this show. We are the kings of social distancing. That man is Big Sim. My name is Hollywood J Black. And this is That Damn NFL Show. Woo!
It is the three cheese of
What is good? What is good? What is really, really, really good, ladies and gentlemen? We're almost to the finish line. We got. Oh, so I thought we had 3 weeks to go. I guess we only have two. Which is sad. No Pro Bowl. They could have held the Pro Bowl here in Orlando where they did it last year. I mean, although a crowd probably would have attended and everybody would have got COVID.
This year they planned on being in Allegiant here in Vegas, but since Vegas is not allowing people in Allegiant.
That sucks. They even have Pro Bowl voting this year, which sucks because that would have – I just realized that. They didn't have no damn Pro Bowl voting.
No, they had Pro Bowl voting, but they're just getting the nomination for Pro Bowl in their player history.
So at that point, you should have just did we should have just been all pros and then that'll be it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what they should have done was team up with Madden and so every Pro Bowl player could control themselves in a game of Madden. And just
that would have been awesome. That would have been awesome. That would have been fucking awesome. Maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe I'll have to finagle a 10-hour demo of Madden 21. Big Sin Hollywood J Black plays the Pro Bowl. Maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe, I don't know. We'll figure it out, I guess. It is what it is. But we're here now. We're at championship weekend. We finally reached where the last four teams, and the three teams in there are the three best teams in the NFL, and one's the fifth seed, but it's okay. It's okay. It's no big deal. Sometimes what happens...
That fifth seed has the greatest quarterback of all time on their team, so it's not really a shame that they're there.
That's true. It's not saying that they don't belong, which is simply because had they not lost to this team twice, they actually would be the second best team in the NFC. So there's that. They have that going for them.
Well, you said that they were just playing with the Saints during the regular season.
I said
in the playoffs, they were like, you know what, motherfucker? Fuck you.
Yep. They took everything that the Saints did well and took it away from them. I said that. I said they had two games to learn. They learned from Taysom Hill, and they learned from Drew Brees. They figured all that out. The Saints gave them everything two games in a row because they were blowouts. So the Saints gave them everything. So by the time we come to this third game, we already know what you're going to give us in every situation at this point. So now, that's it. It's either a blessing or a lesson.
All right. Let's call these in the way they went. The Rams were a no-show against the Green Bay Packers.
Which we kind of figured at this point. The man with half a thumb, Jared Goff, could not do anything against Green Bay at all. Aaron Rodgers doing Aaron Rodgers things. He's just been doing it for years.
And the Rams defense was not as good as they've been all postseason and during regular season. So.
Very much so. Did you know the Packers winning this game and going to the NFC Championship? And I think the bigger motivation around this is that Aaron Rodgers has not had an NFC Championship game at home since he was on the bench when Brett Favre brought them to the NFC Championship game.
And that's the reason he is not in the conversation for greatest of all time. So let's put it this way. The Green Bay Packers have been around for 100 years, okay?
Yep.
They have 36 playoff wins and 4 championships. Tom Brady has been in the league for 19, 20 years. He has 32 playoff wins and 6 championships.
I saw the infographic that they put up for Tom Brady's second half of his career. Okay, so Tom Brady is the only person in NFL history to have literally two Hall of Fame careers.
Well, not only that, he's the only person in NFL history to play in an AFC/NFC championship game in 3 decades.
Yeah.
3 consecutive fucking decades this man has been in the championship game.
Yep. And Aaron Rodgers and company sure has their work cut out for them. That's for damn sure. But let's not take away anything from the Rams. I mean, let's actually, you know what? Who's their running back? Whoever their running back is. I forgot.
Cam Akers.
Yeah. Akers is making a great case to be a cowbell back for next year. Because out of all the bullshit that Goff did or didn't do, Cam Akers gave him life and hope this year.
Him and Malcolm Brown are a very effective running back duo.
Yeah. So I hope to see them build on that next season. Hopefully not at the expense of my 49ers. So there's that. But yeah, Green Bay is on to the championship. We're going to talk about the next NFC game. Is that what we're going to do?
We got the other game on Saturday. The Buffalo Bills were way too much for the Baltimore Ravens.
Way too much. Michael
Vick did his Michael Vick thing and got off in this game.
You have Michael Vick Jr. and Michael Vick, and Michael Vick straight did an M&M on him and bodied the game. I tell you, Josh Allen is sitting here looking like the truth, man. Like I know I said this about, like, was it Lamar Jackson last week that maybe Lamar Jackson finally turned the corner? But, motherfucking, look, Josh Allen not only turned the corner, he did some donuts and then turned the other fucking way. Like, goddamn. Okay, all right, well.
I want to shout out to the Bills fan base because when Lamar Jackson got hurt, they donated $8, which is Lamar Jackson's jersey number,
yeah,
to Lamar Jackson's charity after he suffered a concussion. The entire Bills Mafia did that. They raised, I think it was $375,000 for Lamar Jackson's charity when he got hurt.
Oh, wow. Shit, that's awesome.
The Bills Mafia are a crazy but awesome fan base.
They seem like the type of people I'd like to hang out with one day. You know, they seem really legit, really down to earth. I can relate to people like that. You know, that's pretty fucking awesome. So yeah, shout out to Bills Mafia. But man, Buffalo came in their first home game in a divisional round, and God knows how long.
It's been a while.
And they came to fucking play. Jesus, man.
The Buffalo Bills are a scary team, and they're young.
Yeah, that's the worst part. They're young. This is going to be something that may go on for at least a few decades in the East, and unless Tom Brady's son decides to
All right, so the next game we got is all the Browns had to do was tackle Chad Henne on 3rd and 16 and not give up the goat. And the Browns did Brown things. And they played a decent game, knocked out Patrick Mahomes, had the opportunity to get to the AFC Championship game, and the Browns do what the Browns are going to do, and that is choke.
This has to go down in history as one of those epic last-minute failures.
You had to do was tackle Chad Henne. That's it.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Like, bro. Hold on. Let me finish typing. Alan? There we go. All right. Sorry. I was saving my lineups on FanDuel for college basketball. I am a FanDuel whore. I am sorry. FanDuel can pit me out like the little bitch I am. Anyways, so this goes down the books as I know that you remember the Browns Broncos from the 80s.
Yep.
This has to go down as one of the most heartbreaking, situations in Browns history that continuously happens over and over again. The one thing I can say, though, me and you were right to buy into the hype train, okay? Yes, we were a year late, but we came on to at the end of the season. We were three years early with the hype train. It's mainly because of Odell Beckham Jr.'s bitch ass. He fucked shit up for everybody, including Baker Mayfield. But that's another story for another day. At this point in time, like, we were right. We were right about the Browns. We were right about the Browns making the playoffs. We were right about the Browns pulling up an upset victory to put instill the confidence back in Cleveland. We just were kind of wrong about the Browns doing Brown things to fuck this whole thing up. And this is just...
And it's crazy because that defense is the most consistent part of this team, and they gave up the goat like that.
Yes, yes. It's heartbreaking. Because it's like the running game and a good defense is what got them here. And the running game and a good defense is what disappointed them. And
Baker Mayfield did not lose this game for the Chiefs, for the Browns. Baker Mayfield showed that he is a legitimate quarterback in the NFL.
So I guess that we have to ask the question. I've proven my statement that I said at the end of last season towards the beginning of this season. That the Browns are a better team. Well, Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback without Odell Beckham Jr. because he's not obligated to get Odell Beckham his touches. He's not obligated to try and understand what's in the head of Odell Beckham Jr. And, more importantly, Odell Beckham is injury-prone and unreliable in most situations. With that said, they can drop this man this year and not have nothing to do about it. Do they move on?
Signed a one-year deal, so he's a free agent anyway. So
yeah,
they don't need him.
So if you're the Browns, where do you start? What is the biggest concern? Because receivers to me isn't at least not divas receivers, right? We don't need another diva, high-paid wide receiver. If you're going to get another receiver, you got to get an opposite of Jarvis Landry. But do you really need it? Because we've proven that Baker Mayfield can win with what he has, and if it wasn't for you know?
So what they need for the Browns, they need somebody to complement Myles Garrett on the defensive line. Myles Garrett can only do so much. He's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
Yeah.
But with teams double or triple teaming him on the line, nobody else is getting to the quarterback.
Yeah. I can feel that. I think that's probably what I was going to say. I think they need...
And they also need quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that they need... another lineman opposite of Garrett, even a disruptor. Because remember how See, remember how with Bill Belichick, he emphasized that nose tackle position with Vince Wilfork, because if you have to block a 350-pound man, there ain't no way in hell you can double-team an outside rusher, which is why guys like Richard Seymour dominated. And the current guys that are there now are dominating on the outside, the veterans. And that's kind of just where you at. If you build up that line and then get some corners, at least one really good shutdown corner where you can take your best corner this year, put him on the other side, and do what you need to do, I think we'll be good. But the best thing about it is that Odell Beckham Jr.'s money being gone makes that more of a reality than anything else.
Yeah, and also to say, their top corner was on the COVID list, so he didn't play. So.
Yeah, that's even worse. So, but you consider how close that was. Was it 22-21, something like that?
It was 22-16.
Yeah. If you really think about that, they held the Chiefs in all their infinite glory to only 22 points.
Yep.
And
all they had to do was tackle Chad Henne on a 30-16, and they did not do it.
Yeah. But that defense, that offense is going to lead into a problem, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, because now we got to get to our NFC game.
Next up, we have the defensive juggernaut of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally showed up for the first time in the last month and a half.
Yep.
And just beat up on the New Orleans Saints.
Yes. The game was actually a lot farther away than what we thought, what they thought. While it was...
Yeah, because it got ugly in the second half.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It wasn't – everybody was like – the score was close, but the actual game was farther away than anybody could have ever predicted. Yeah. Drew Brees, I think this has to be his last hurrah. Everybody's acting like it's his last hurrah.
He already announced – he told Schefter and his ESPN contacts this is his last season. He told the team – after Jameis Winston threw that touchdown in the game, he told Jameis, this is your team going forward, which I doubt due to the fact that Jameis was only on a one-year deal and Sean Payton loves him some Taysom Hill. But, yes, we saw the end. Like, 2 weeks ago, we saw the end of Phillip Rivers. Yep. This week, we saw the end of Drew Brees. Him and Tom Brady, after the game, were on the field for an hour playing with Drew's kids. So, reminiscing about everything. So
let me tell you something about Drew's son. That man is going to be a hell of a receiver. Did you see that catch he caught from Tom Brady? He had the form. He planted the feet, and he was so hyped to catch the pass from Tom Brady. Like, yeah, come on. Like, oh, shit.
But how do you feel about Drew Brees? No, Dad, I don't want you to throw me the ball. I want Tom to.
Look, this kid has probably caught a million passes from his dad. How many passes do you get to catch from Tom Brady? Okay, you don't get that opportunity at all. But listen, that moment with Tom Brady and Drew Brees really touched my heart, because it reminded me of two generals talking about the wars that they've gone through, what I'm saying, and things like that. And Tom Brady has, you can see, if they protect him, he has 2 years in him. He's been healthy. He hasn't had any of the shoulder issues. I would even say that if Drew Brees hadn't had that shoulder issue when he was on the Chargers, remember the one that the Chargers dumped him over, that he probably would still be playing, because he hasn't had that much of an injury-filled career.
Well, this year with the 11 cracked ribs and the punctured lung, his body's breaking down on him. So
yeah. Which is why I tell everybody to follow the TB12 method. You'll be healthy until you're 90. Anyways,
Antonio Brown got hurt in this game and is not playing in the NFC Championship game.
No, but Leonard Fournette had himself an amazing game once again.
Oh, Leonard Fournette has turned into playoff Lenny.
Which is what we said. We talked about this last week. I said this team is going through Leonard Fournette, and Leonard Fournette is playing with the intention of signing a big-ass deal, regardless of whether it's with Tampa or somebody else.
That's not sugarcoated. Ronald Jones is playing well, too. So they have a running back.
Well, he's back, finally. Ronald Jones is back in form. Remember, the last two or three weeks, he's been MIA. Like, we've said it. Like, where the fuck is Ronald Jones?
And that's why they were like, all right, Leonard, you got to step up here.
Yeah, because last week it was all Leonard Fournette. Like before, like the game before last, and so Ronald Jones, like he's like Ronald Jones has been here for a minute. He needs to, he better step the fuck up. He was sitting behind Pat Barber, you know, well, Phillip Barber, excuse me, for a minute, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years. Ronald Jones better step the fuck up. But yeah, shout out to Tampa. They're playing in NFC. So now, before we get on to,
I'm just gonna say it right now.
Yeah,
I want everyone to know I don't hate Tom Brady. I am rooting for this man to get number 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too, although it sucks because I have two quarterbacks. Although I don't like Aaron Rodgers per se, I think I like the person more than the quarterback, right? Because if you see Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, this is like a dude that you want to drink a fucking beer with, right?
He's but he can't drink beer because remember when he was dating Danica, she was able to chug beer and he wasn't.
Yeah, anyway. That's true. But if I had to choose one, I think Aaron Rodgers still has about 5-6 years in him. Tom Brady has about 2 or 3. So I think that Aaron Rodgers, I think they need to lose this game and lose because of lack of wide receiver touches. So Aaron Rodgers can be like, you know what you should have drafted me, right? You know what you should have drafted me, right? You know what you should have drafted me, right? You know what you should have traded for, right? You know what you should have got me, right?
So GM? Oh, yeah, no, so – Ted Thompson died, the former GM of the Packers. He died the other day.
Yes.
Whoever, I don't know who the GM is now, but they need to get Adam Thielen if he doesn't even so.
This is the year that you probably tell Odell Beckham to sign for less money. And then you play him in a slot. You play him like the Giants played him initially when they had him in the slot, not on the outside. And then you get Adam Thielen. And then you, with those three, the Devontae Adams, you have literally a Pro Bowl wide receiving corp. And then you have no excuses at that point of why you shouldn't make the Super Bowl.
You got Skandrick, who's really good, too.
So. Yes, Skandrick. And then, yeah, the Valdez Scantling, that other cat, too, he's good. That's a hell of a name, Valdez Scantling.
And they got one of the best running backs in the league in fucking Aaron Jones.
So. Yes. So before we get to the next game, I want to play a quote. Okay, I want to play a quote.
While you're playing that quote, real quick, let me just say this: Matt Patricia, I called it when he got fired by the Lions, is taking some sort of coaching job with the New England Patriots next season.
Who?
Matt Patricia. He's going back to New England.
He's going. Huh? Ain't that something? Well,
but I said it after he got fired. That's where he's. That's what's going to happen. He's going to end up back in New England.
Yeah, we said it. We talked about that shit. I was like, I believe it. I said, I believe it. Wouldn't doubt it.
Bill O'Brien, the former Texans head coach who traded DeAndre Hopkins for a can of Pringles at a swim gym, is now the offensive coordinator for Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yes, which is probably the best thing for him. That way he doesn't have to tamper with people's money or contracts because these kids –
I think that was one of those Bill Belichick called his buddy Nick. Hey, I'm not hiring this motherfucker. How about giving him a job?
He's like, Nick, Bill O'Brien came to my office, and I can't do it. I'm already getting ready to trade these 22 ninth round draft picks for Deshaun Watson. It's just not going to be a comfortable work environment.
Deshaun Watson to what to come here, not to go.
Exactly. Like we yeah, you're going to have to take him. No. I already got Chip the job at UCLA. No. You're going to take him. You owe me, okay? Okay? All right. Yeah. All right.
And then you know, he looked at Matt Patricia like, you can come back.
Yeah, right? No, we'll take Matt. We'll take Matt. But no, Bill. No, Bill O'Brien. No.
But Belichick did say Matt Patricia will not be the defensive coordinator.
He will be a defensive, what's the word I'm looking for? Consultant. That's the word.
I think he's going to be helping Steven Belichick call the defense. I think that's what his job's going to be.
Yeah, that's how you know how that shit goes. It's they make them consultants so they can leave and go as they want to. However, it makes sure that their actual defensive coordinators don't get interviews or, you know, assistants get interviews. You just promote those guys and do all that stuff. So I've seen it happen. The 49ers after Robert Saleh got his new job, which we'll talk about in a second, that Robert Saleh tried to take his old assistants, and we said, no, you're not taking his assistant. We're promoting him to defensive coordinator. Fuck you, okay? Fuck you.
Yeah, and that's all because Dan Quinn took a job in Dallas. Exactly. You know Kyle Shanahan wanted Dan Quinn with all his open mic for that job.
I know. That's what he said. You're not taking any more of my assistants. Fuck you, okay?
go ahead and run down the coaching shit real quick.
All right, so we're going to play this 1 minute and 22, biteable from new head coach Dan Campbell.
Of the Detroit Lions.
Because I felt like I knew this community. I played here, all right? Here's what I know. Just as an overall philosophy, you're going to say, well, what's this team going to be? What's it not going to be? Here's what I know, all right? I know that Detroit's made up of great people, some really good people, all right? This community is strong. This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't, but none of that matters. And you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that shit. So excuse my language. All right. Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right. And this city's been down and it found a way to get up. All right. It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right. And so this team's going to be built on we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Okay, well then.
So this is the type of coach Detroit needs.
Yes. No. You're not wrong, okay? So I want to
– My man said, I'm tired of hearing that shit.
he said, I'm tired of hearing – no, you're tired of hearing that shit too. Excuse my language. Oh. We know where this is going.
We're going to bite their kneecap off. They're going to knock us down. We're going to get up and bite their other kneecap off. Fuck those guys.
I felt like he's probably said this speech one time in a huddle where the offense was down or the defense was down, and he's probably sitting there slapping the shit out of Ndamukong Suh, talking about, you need to take a kneecap off. And when you get knocked down, you take another kneecap off. And when you do that, you take another kneecap. Wait, he hate me about the side with Detroit? Yeah, shit, man. Shit, John. I'm just saying, he was like, I want this kneecap, I want your other kneecap, and I'm going to punch you in the face. Oh, my Lord, all of this is illegal. The referees are like, we're about to hand out flags like a motherfucker. Hold on, guys, hold on.
Before next season, Roger Goodell is talking to the officiating crew. Whoever's refereeing the Lions, make sure they don't kill anybody. This is not the NFL.
Listen, so I, for one, and I think that you're in agreement, is that the Lions kind of needed this attitude. But will this attitude translate to on-field play? That's the question that I want to know, because
I think maybe in a year, once he gets all the pansies out of the off the team, because you're looking at not having Matt Stafford next year.
Yeah,
Adrian Peterson's probably going to retire.
Yeah,
this coach, he's going to want a workhorse team.
Yeah,
and that's what the Detroit Lions should be. That is what their history is. But with Patricia was trying to bring the Patriot way in. But the players on the Lions did not agree to the Patriot way, so they were like, fuck you, bearded man. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, part of the Patriot way is actually having a defense that, you know, and personnel that fits in that way. And they didn't have the personnel physically, mentally, nor emotionally to buy into the Patriot way. They didn't have any kind of guys that had a chip on their shoulder. You know, they didn't have the type of guys that were rookie that were young and incorrigible enough to want to buy in. And the people that they did drafted were trash. That's just kind of just what it is. The only person that was decent was Kerryon Johnson, and Kerryon Johnson was out for most of the year. So
So new life in Detroit. I'm happy for them. They got a rough and tumble coach.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh, it looks like he aged 20 years after signing the contract with the Jets.
Yes.
Like, it seems like every time somebody signs a contract with the Jets, they either go crazy or they get old really fast. Adam Gase went crazy.
Yeah. Adam Gase went crazy. The Bears decided to not only bring their coaches back, but tell their coaches that they're doing a good job, which is like, tell me why you lying.
Okay, let's be honest. I know you don't like Matt Nagy, but when he stopped calling the offense, the team got better.
Yes, but are we going to? Is he going to continue to blame Mitch Trubisky for all of his problems?
Because they're going to re-sign Mitch Trubisky if they don't, because he's a free agent. I think Nick Foles is going to leave because he wants to be a starter, even though he's not starting quality.
Yeah.
The Eagles, from what I've read, are not moving Carson Wentz, probably because nobody wants to take on that contract.
Yeah.
So, but I think that causes a major issue because I think Jalen Hurts in his short time and the fuckery that got Doug Peterson fired showed that he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, very much so. We're actually in a good place where every division has at least one quarterback issue. We can even say that the Lions have a quarterback issue, even though Goff is on that long-term contract. We've proven. Huh?
The Rams?
Yeah, the Rams. That's what I said. Goff is on that long-term contract with the Rams. Huh?
You said the Lions.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. But that is true. And so let me break it down. So,
yeah, because you don't think Matt Stafford's going to be there next year.
Exactly. In the AFC East, we still trying to figure out what's going down in New York.
And New England.
And to an extent, depending on the confusion, depending on what gets offered and the assets that that Miami has. Miami's in play now because they have Tua, but they also have 3 first-round draft picks. And Deshaun Watson is sitting there in the South. That's open there. So we have Deshaun Watson there. We have Jacksonville, which is going to fill their thing with Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or whoever the fuck they feel at that point. We have the Colts. The Brissett's a free agent. We got to see how that's going to go.
And the unfortunate thing for Indianapolis is their draft pick is very low.
Yeah,
I mean they have 26, I think, in the draft.
Yeah.
The problem there is they're not going to get a good franchise quarterback at that spot. So I honestly, and I'm going to say this right now, that Matt Stafford makes a lot of sense in Indianapolis.
Yeah, they do. It does. I think Frank Reich would resurrect them. And so now we have the North, which – Ben Roethlisberger is getting up there in age, and we've obviously seen that Mason Rudolph is not.
He's more than likely going to retire.
Yeah, he's got about 1 or 2, at the most 1 year, or 2 years, at the most.
After that Browns game, I don't think he's even got that anymore.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's not going to be back until the middle of next season. So who's going to run the team there? And then in the West. We have the Raiders. Derek Carr is still a question mark in up there.
He's afraid of Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, and that's how we don't even know how that's gonna go. The Broncos. It's open season there in Denver. Who the fuck's the quarterback there? And then now we get to the NFC. Dak Prescott is probably not gonna be there because
he's a free agent. And Jerry Jones has already said he's not gonna pay him.
Exactly, but somebody will.
Why would he stay in Dallas?
Exactly.
There's no reason for him to.
But after they see what Dak Prescott's capable of, with the right offense, dude can make that money. Washington is a big question mark, although Alex Smith got him about as far as he could up until he couldn't anymore. I mean, the leg can only do so much.
In the last game of the season and the playoff game, Heineke showed that he could be the quarterback going forward there.
Yeah. But they need but who knows at that point? They have no Haskins, no Smith. You know what I'm saying? After this point.
Haskins just signed with Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yeah. So that whole thing's a mess. The Eagles are a complete mess.
I think the Redskins are going to bring in Cam Newton.
Either way, there's still a mess. Still a big-ass question mark there. I'm not saying that Cam Newton's bad, but I'm just saying it's potential, but it's still a question mark. And then now we have what did we just say? The Giants. There's no backups behind Daniel Jones now because they were all free agents. They're gone.
He's a free agent?
Yep, he's only there for 1 year. So you see, it's a problem. The whole East is fucked up. The NFC South, Matt Ryan is on the block, along with anybody else who they can trade. They said everybody's on the block in Atlanta.
Julio's on the block. Matt Ryan's a free agent. So,
yep. So Carolina, they committed to Terry Bridgewater, but this is going to be a put up or shut up year because they plan on bringing more personnel to the team to fit his play style.
And they got that kid from the XFL who played well when Teddy was hurt. So.
Yep. The New Orleans Saints, we don't know whether it's Winston. We don't know whether it's what's his name?
Taysom?
Yeah, Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Winston was only there for a 1 year deal, so.
Yeah, but even the little bit of Winston that we saw was really competent and seemed like a totally different Winston. Seemed like you could see. So we don't know where he's going to end up.
He got his eyes. He doesn't see five wide receivers and one defender. Now he's actually throwing it to one wide receiver. That's there.
And then in the North, the Vikings are still – the verdict's still out on Kirk Cousins. The Packers, of course, have Aaron Rodgers, but for how long until they piss this man off one more time, depending on what happens tomorrow?
He's a free agent after this season.
Yep. We have the Bears, and we already know how that shit goes. And then we have the Lions, and we know how that shit goes. So, and then, of course, like I said, the whole Jared Goff thing on the Rams, that's a big question mark after Wolford played to get them into the playoffs in the last game of the season, or at least until he got his neck blown off. you know, this is the first time, I think, in a long time that there's more quarterback availability than there are spots, you know, like, because anything goes at this point. And as far as talent goes, the talent may not, the money is not there, but the talent is. And the spot, this is going to be a wild offseason for quarterbacks. People are going to get fucking paid. That's all I could really say about that. That's all for the coaching changes and the free agency, and there's
I wanted to get your opinion on one thing first.
Yeah.
What do you think about Alex Smith calling out NFL teams for not hiring Kansas City's for not even interviewing Kansas City's offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy?
You know, so this is the problem I have with the whole Eric Bieniemy situation. I think people forget that Eric Bieniemy, while he's the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, he doesn't call the plays in the offense for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's more he manages the offense, but he doesn't control the plays and the script and like.
Yeah, that's all Andy Reid.
Yeah, he creates plays. So I think in that standpoint, if he's the one that created a lot of those plays that got him back into the game. The last couple seasons or so, and I should kind of just flex Patrick Mahomes' skill set to the maximum again, then yes, I think we need to be taking a look at Eric Bieniemy. But I think we need to see if he can call plays in order for this to be a thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that's literally the only thing that's really stopping NFL teams, because a lot of these offensive coordinators, we see them call plays, and we know what the offense that they're bringing to the table. I think Eric Bieniemy is going to make a hell of a coach, because if he manages the offense, creates, designs the plays, he knows the running game. He used to be a running back. I thought he was initially going to go to San Diego, to be dead honest, because that's where he played his NFL career at. That's where I thought he was initially going to end up. I'm surprised that he didn't.
But they've been some good coaching hires. So, It's a new evolution in coaching going on right now.
So. Yeah, but I like Alex Smith shouting it out and letting people know. As Alex Smith would know, because when Alex Smith was there, Eric Bieniemy was the offensive coordinator. So, I mean, but like I said, I think teams need to see if this man can call plays. It's going to be up to Andy Reid to let this man open the floodgates. And I think that if he goes, if they get to the Super Bowl and he goes unhired after that, I think Andy Reid kind of lets him have the reins a little bit from time to time so he can build his resume. I think hopefully Andy Reid is part of the Bill, is part of the Bill Walsh tree. You know what I'm saying? It's eventually going to happen. So just give it time. It'll happen. It'll happen.
And also, do you think what Josh McDaniels did to the Colts 3 years ago is affecting why he only got one interview during the offseason this year?
Oh, yeah. Because, wait a minute. Because now the whole thing is like, wait a minute. Didn't you say that you were going to go back to New England because you were going to get the head coaching job when Bill Belichick retires? That was the only reason.
Eventually.
So why are you even out here interviewing? That,
I mean, he canceled all the interviews, and then the only one he actually went and interviewed was the Eagles position.
Well, yeah, because it's he loves the Northeast. He doesn't want to move. You know, I mean, New England's not that far, but Boston's not that far from Philly. You know, I'm saying it's just a couple hundred miles at the most. And not even probably that. Well, maybe a couple hundred miles in East Coast miles. Right, because you got to go through up and down and all around through some turnpikes and all the other bullshit. So yeah, so I believe that fully. But that Philadelphia job,
it's gonna be rough this first year.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, whoever gets it is gonna be rough.
Hire somebody.
Did they?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
Yeah, they did. I remember. I remember hearing it on the news.
Yeah, they hired him yesterday. They hired
They hired the guy Frank Reich's
assistant. Nick Sirianni.
Yep, they hired the guy. Yep, what you call him? It was Frank Reich's assistant in
So it's somebody who Carson Wentz is familiar with.
Yes. Yes. So Arthur Smith is the Falcons coach now. He was the Titans offensive coordinator. Of course, Urban Meyer's on the Jaguars. That's the big thing now. So we got to see how that goes. I think, but we already talked about that a couple weeks ago. Brandon Staley.
Apparently also, the Chicago Bears are looking at Deuce Staley to possibly, if they decide to move off of Matt Nagy during the offseason.
Yeah.
Staley is the number one pick for a coach.
Deuce Staley?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
He's an assistant coach in Philadelphia right now.
That's something. That is something. I'm just looking at so far so good. Yeah. I you know what? I have high hopes for Detroit, not this year, next year. You know what? I give Detroit 3 years. 3 years. The same 3 years I gave Matt Patricia. The difference is that Dan Campbell was a tight end in the NFL. He's not like a defensive genius. He's not coming in as this offensive guru. He did none of that. But he served on both sides of the ball in his tenure with New Orleans. He is a prodigy of your boy. Sean Payton, sorry. My memory is always fucked up. So let's see what he learned. Let's see how he puts this together. Let's see who can rally around him. But they're gonna need a GM to come in and make shit happen and spend some fucking money, or else this is just going to be all for naught.
I know you're running short on time. You only got like a half hour before work, so let's knock out these two games real quick.
Yes.
The first game out on the docket, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Green Bay Packers, who Tampa Bay smoked during the regular season.
So whenever Green Bay has lost to a regular season foe in the regular season, they also lost to them in the playoffs. This is evident for the last, like 6 or 7 years. And I don't think this is going to be any different. They have the blueprint. They're bad against they're horrible against the running game. And the defense is ready to play in Tampa. So
And you got Tom Brady.
Of course. I think, you know what? If I'm Bruce Arians, although I'm a pass happy coach, I'm gonna run it down their throats like fucking like Shanahan did and see what the fuck happens. Shit, if you could preserve your quarterback's arm for the next 3 weeks, shit, fuck it. What they're gonna do against Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette? Not a goddamn thing. I'm just saying.
Like I said, I gave a spoiler of who I'm picking because I'm rooting for Tom to get 7. So I'm going with the Buccaneers here.
Yeah, me too. I'm going with the Buccaneers. I think the Packers' lack of run defense, which they still haven't addressed, didn't address in the draft. The other thing that Aaron Rodgers asked them to do, they didn't address it. No, we're going to draft the quarterback. Oh.
I just pictured the fucking Green Bay Packers GM like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Aaron, but go fuck yourself.
It's not that we don't like you. We just don't care. Oh.
You do not care for your opinion. Yeah. Go out there and throw the goddamn ball and shut the fuck up.
Yes. And next year, the Indianapolis Colts have just signed Aaron Rodgers to a 3-year deal. Oh, fuck.
So that was the old guard. Now it's time to talk about the new guard. We have Michael Vick in the Buffalo Bills taking on Patrick Mahomes, who just cleared concussion protocol, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
If I was Patrick Mahomes, I would not want to be playing this defense by any means necessary. Didn't the Chiefs beat the Bills earlier this season?
But that Bills team was not confident when they played.
Oh, and they weren't whole either. That's kind of what the other side of it is. They weren't not whole.
And remember, that was the early Bills team that lost some bad games.
Yeah.
But the second half of the season Bills team is completely different.
Yes. I told you, defense wins championships, and Kansas City has none of it. But I'm really, really worried because before Patrick Mahomes caught that concussion, it's not like he was setting the world on fire in that game last week either.
He has struggled the last few weeks.
I got the Bills in this one, man. I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you just hate Patrick Mahomes. No, I actually like Patrick Mahomes. But this Kansas City, this isn't going to be like last year's game against the Bills. Okay, this isn't just, it's not. I'm sorry, it's just not. I think the Bills understand at this point, well, I hope that you have to play 48 minutes of football. I mean, 60 minutes of football. I hope they learned from the Browns that played 59.3 minutes of football, that you can't play 59.3 minutes of football against the Kansas City Chiefs. You have to play all 60 of the minutes.
I got the Bills also. And unfortunately for the Bills, it's going to be their fifth Super Bowl loss because they're going to not beat the Buccaneers.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Especially Josh Allen's record against Tom Brady is not good either. So.
Yeah, right? Right? Jeez.
Well, so we both got the Bills and the Bucks in the
Super. Yep. It'll be a hell of a Super Bowl. Should be interesting.
Even though the NFL wants the Chiefs and Packers.
Yes. I don't know. No. Or you know what?
They want the State Farm Bowl.
State Farm Bowl. Like, listen, there's only two Super Bowls that make sense, okay? Chiefs Bucks or Bills Bucks. Not taking any way against from the Packers, okay? Not taking away anything, but the young guard versus the GOAT, okay? That's the only way that this works out. That you want maximum ratings, you want maximum advertisers, you get the GOAT. And you get whatever quarterback they can muster up from the AFC and put them in the damn Super Bowl. Okay, that's it. I would take the Bills though because Tom Brady really really likes Josh Allen. Like every time that they talk last year, the last couple seasons, he loves fucking Josh Allen. And I think that mutual respect factor. I can just imagine the interviews leading up to the Super Bowl with them together. Oh, it's going to be fucking fun.
Especially the the coach of the Bills is gonna be like, shit, we gotta play Tom Brady again. I've been doing this against him for fucking years. God damn it.
I'm tired, boss. I'm tired. I can't take no more.
Yeah, that's what we got on the docket today. It's done.
That's it. Podcast will be up by midnight tonight. With a few more things talking about some NBA action. And Big Sin's favorite team, the Brooklyn Nets, who seemingly can only play with two out of the three big three and not the whole big three. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, wait.
What I do?
Happy birthday to John Pucciani.
Oh, yeah, I did wish that fucker a happy birthday. Happy birthday, my fellow 49erian, or 49erian. Is that even a real word? It's not, but we just made it.
49erino?
Yes. Happy birthday, my 49erino. Much love and always appreciated. The biggest, our biggest fan of everything Sinful Black. He is always make sure. We need to get him a Sinful Black shirt. Sinful Black's biggest fan, okay? And then on the back, it's going to have a fan that you can spin. Like Gyro Man from Mega Man 5. Whee! Make sure you show him this part of the show, too, while you're at it. Be like, oh, you missed the last part of the show? Oh, let me show you, John. Let me show you what we decided that we're going to do with you, okay?
All right. With that being said, if you're on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe. Ring that bell so you know when Sinful Black drops. If you're on Facebook, Sinful Black Sports. We love you guys. You guys know that. Like and follow. Let your friends know about us, crazy fuckers.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. So until next time, much love and much appreciated. That's my man, Big Sin. I'm your boy, Hollywood J. Black. This is that damn NFL show. See you in 2 weeks. Deuces.